Hello, we are on the air. This is Kathy Cook and
Michael Goger.
Tonight is January 24th, 2012, Tuesday evening, here at BDSRadio.com, Station 1. Michael, how have you been? And tell me what's been going on. You feel that energy shift?
Yes, I do. You can feel it. There's a lot going on, not only in my own life, but universally.
Yeah.
There's definitely something going on. I know between now and, sometime in May, astrologically, we also got all kinds of retros, Mercury, Saturn, solar flares, all kinds of different things happening out there that we should be aware of.
Yeah.
How have you been doing with the energies?
You know how you were talking about how your feet were vibrating when you were here visiting?
Yeah.
And that's continued. A lot of different changes in my yard, especially over there towards where that portal is. And the pictures that we've taken where the little square portal is, those tree branches have fallen off. And your blackout keeps coming up. Now the little sparrow came in today, which I hadn't seen in a while. It came on in the house, and that represents to me a lot of things, because God loves me as much as he loves the sparrow so much, but he loves me even more. And he knows every little feather on the sparrow. So I just want to say thank you to God Almighty for giving us all these beautiful wonders.
Absolutely.
Excuse me?
He gives us everything.
And then some. There's some lessons behind it. You know, I noticed that God, I always say, why God? And it's like, if he was, you know, he's just the perfect father for me. Because he's stern, he disciplines me by allowing me to find out what I need instead of always pushing it on me. But he does give me a little heads up with, you know, if something's going to happen. I have learned a lot of new discernment. The discernment was very strongly off balance there for a while, but the attacks from people, places, and things are extreme. I noticed I just let them roll off my back the past couple of days. I learned a lot in the days prior to that, that I was being too passive and aggressive, and I've learned a new balance and assertiveness. And Michael, you are a very great teacher in words of wisdom with that. I want to thank you for helping me, because my hip has been freaking killing me. For y'all that don't know, I'm heading into double MRIs this week, back and my hip, and it's totally crushed, has no blood in it anymore, so that's pretty painful. Michael was here when all that went on, but with a lot of prayer, a lot of energy healing, this has been where I haven't had pain killers for 2 days now.
Good. And you're you're using the power of the Holy Spirit to help you leg.
That in prayer. Do you know that someone has gotten their church to get me a chair? And it's a nice chair, too, because I didn't want to bother my mother with all that was going on here, you know, in her life. And my cushion happened to break when you were here. You remember that.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I didn't have the money to get a new chair for this hip to sit in that's comfortable, because I'm sitting kind of lopsided where it broke. And I'm just very blessed for Kathy Reed and her church that has decided to buy me a new chair. That heads up, and thank you so much. It was very hard to accept. I'm learning to accept, because I'm always afraid in the past that there was something hit on it, or I was afraid of abandonment. Majorly, as you all know, abandonment issues were my biggest, because I felt like I was born in an upside down world, like I always said, or either right side up, I don't know which, but it made me feel kind of off balance since I was born. But I went for that magical feeling and getting to know personally who I belong to and what this world is all about, because it's so huge for a little girl, you know, getting on her horse and not having friends out there in the country, and all I did was get on a horse and ride and hold my hands out and go, and I was magic. I said, there's something out here, I know it. But then, Michael, when in 91, I could not take it anymore with the Christian way that I was raised, and it gave me a bitter taste. So I threw it all. I've told the story. Threw it out in the ocean. Started over. And I said, God, show me. Show me everything I've done. Show me all my defects of character. Boy, I had been pretty good, but there it goes. Woo!
Yeah.
And I mean, to tell you, little things that people do, you know, and it bothered me, that was the stuff inside of me.
Right. Yes, that's how it'll come. I always say the best thing everybody can do is take their Bibles and throw them away and do what they've been reading about for 20 years. Help your neighbor. And love your neighbor. How about walking the walk? And whenever you get in a disagreement or some kind of sparring match, the Bible comes out right away, and they pick and choose the verses that battle them up.
Not that my mother now, okay.
Well, I mean, it's a lot of people. It's Christian-wide. It's a problem.
Yeah.
Sunday, we're the Christian, and the Bible's there if we get in an argument. And that's not what the Christ came to tell us. He came to tell us that we are spirits in a human body, and that we are here to learn how to love one another. So where the rest of it comes from, I got no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Something to think about.
Ponder.
So I see very few people taking care of their neighbors and loving their neighbors, and the ones that are doing it half-assed. They're headlining it and look at me. So there's a very small fraction of Bible thumpers doing what Jesus came to ask us to do, or show us what to do.
Well, give me an example. Look at me, because I use that a lot. I use it to tell people to quit feeling the need for a look at me, just do it.
Well, when you look at me, that's the reward you get. But if you do it without look at me, you're getting a reward in other dimensions. And
like,
one of them is in the spirit world. So motive and intentions are very important when we start thumping that Bible.
What's the Bible thumping, Michael? Because I grew up in the era with the Jesus Christ Superstars. And
well, Bible...
Hey, man, I want to tell you something. This little girl named Lynn, she wasn't even 5 foot tall. And we got the Bibles taken away from our class, and we were not able to have our devotions. She carried this huge Bible around for the rest of the school seasons. And I mean, she's in seventh grade, so she carried 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th. And it was bigger than she was. But it's the principle of each person gets to choose what they feel.
Yeah, but there's more to living in the Christian way, or I don't want to blame the Christians. I mean, there's other religions that do it too.
Yeah.
But put the book away. You already know what you're here for. Love each other. Take care of each other. And meanwhile, everybody is screwing each other over and bombing this and bombing that. And everybody knows it's over money and oil, but they make believe it's over other things. And it's getting pukey. The sensitives and the impasse are getting nauseous because of it. And the very people that lead our lives and direct our lives and make the rules that we live by are the worst. Some of our biggest religious figures are the worst. And doing nothing that God wanted done. Only what the world wants.
Give me some examples.
Well, an example is somebody that's in church on Sunday, and as soon as, you know, half hour after he gets home, he's thinking about banging his neighbor. Or a businessman that's cheating on his taxes, or anybody that's lying, or...
Explain to them that you do a lot of intuitive consultations, and that's how you get this information.
Well, I'm just channeling the true spirit, and I'm giving the real deal, and I don't care who likes it, because I'm not here for a trophy or an Oscar. I give you the real deal from spirit, and we're here to take care of our neighbors. We know who's hungry and who don't have no teeth and whose car's broke and who needs a tire and who needs their grass cut and who should be helped and who shouldn't be helped. And for the love of God, leave your Bible home. Get your lawnmower out and cut your elderly neighbor's lawn.
I've got to interrupt. I am on Ephesians. It says www.tgm.org/AOG, capital W-H-O-L-E and capital A-R-M-O-R.html. And this says John 5:14. And this is the confidence that we have in him. And we ask according to his will to be with us. Only God knows. Hold up your Bible and repeat this confession. This is my Bible. It is the incorruptible, it is indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I am what I say I am. I have what I say I have. I do not want it. I can do it in Jesus' name. And I put on the full armor of the Lord thy God Almighty. I will put on the full armor of the Lord thy God Almighty, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against principalities, and we wrestle against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto him the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand the evil day, and having done all, to stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and your breastplate of righteousness, and your feet sod with preparation of the gospel of peace. Above
Amen.
All, above all, take
Amen.
Shield of faith. Wherever ye shall be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit and the Word of God. And it goes on to tell how that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, we wrestle against the principalities, the chief, against the power, the authorities, against the word, against the rulers of the darkness, obscurity of this world, at age and time, and against spiritual, supernatural wickedness, malicious hurtfulness in high places and above the sky. This is a hierarchy of the devil and all the lower level of the devils and demons. For this perspective, he is the God of the world and predicting order and intelligent princesses of mindless brunts in order for his works to be of oppression, influence, depression, oppression, and suppression. Wherefore, if I take up the whole armor of the Lord thy God, I will be able to withstand and resist the evil day and all that has been done and stand therefore. So here again, I will say in resistance of the devil and all his concords, I am by an extension a stand of the reverence and seated at the right hand of the Lord thy God Almighty, and I have the full armor of the Lord thy God on. I have on a belt. That belt goes straight up into Orion's belt to me, and that belt is not noticeable by any piece of armor, however. It is actually the centerpiece that holds the rest, security, and place that provides everything with the journaling battle, because it is the truth, and it will set me free. Amen! I didn't know that was going to kill me.
Very good. Put on the armor of the Lord and go about your duty.
Well, it's...
Very good.
In other words, you don't have to go about your duty. You've got to have discernment. You've got to know the difference. Because Satan is cunning. I've been playing with him for a long time. Because I didn't know the difference. Because I learned to say, are you of God's light? Are you of Jesus' light? And that spirit will say yes. Because that God made him. But you have to say, is he your Lord and Savior? And that spirit will flee. And I can loose and bind Satan in the name of Jesus Christ Almighty and cast him into the pits of where he came, into the sanctifying fire, bringing him up to total positiveness and casting the spell off of all the people that have heard anything that is not of right and just in any archives or any broadcast that I've done or anything that I've written. I'm starting again, anew. I'm a new ruler of this darkness of this world. I am a new ruler of the wickedness against this place. I'm a new ruler. And I am taking up my truth and my breastplate of my righteousness for my sake. And my feet have got preparation of peace. If I have my feet right and I have myself grounded and I have my shield on, I am ready to do some duty, buddy. Because I tell you what, no man, therefore, can work upon himself by himself, but with one spirit. If we have all those spirits casting into us, and we have all those little seeds planted into us, then the truth the real Spirit of the Holy Ghost, which is given to us as a comforter, comes down through me and speaks through and for me, which he's doing right now, because I am not knowing why he's doing this. But then he's the authority. Says right there, against the powers, and he is authority, and he will rule over the darkness. He says to me, he said, I made the angels split, but I did not make humans split. They chose their path, and it's up to them to get back on the right path, because we're driving down a narrow, narrow road. And if we start looking at scenery along the way and trying to get detours with these little seeds of deception, we're going to get off the wrong path. We're going to get off the wrong path. So pick up your Bible. It's the word of the truth, and it'll set you free. You read it how you need to. Period. Hey, baby.
There you go. Hallelujah.
You know what? You're the one that told me that, you know, you gave me a Bible when we the first day you came here. It was definitions of the Bible and how much you love me in spite of it, and how much you love the Lord with all your heart, mind, and soul, and how you served the Holy Spirit and gave the Holy Spirit's point of view. And I just want to clarify that for anybody that thinks you're on the other side.
Mm-hmm. Now,
is that right or wrong? I mean, have you changed that?
Yeah. Well, you can't be an empty vessel, that's for sure. And you can't be wishy-washy, because the negative can slip in. So, because there's a lot of Muslims that may be listening, or Buddhists, or Hindus. Or
you need to bring up other religions, except for that I love them all. Religion is a controlled environment to me. I am not religious. I'm spiritual. And another thing I want to say, Michael, is that, you know, some people in this world tend to love to get a person when they're very, very weak. So be careful of that, the listening audience. They tend to take that and then they'll weasel their way down into making them feel their pain and their sorrows. And they'll hold it. They'll hold it to the end until they blow up and then that person feels better. So make sure that you're aware of your own works and your own motives and your own strategies, because it is not a game out here. This is real. We are on the ends of time, the very, very, very ends of time. We are in Revelations. I don't give a shit what anybody says, whether they think that the Revelations is not going to happen, because it is going to happen. It's going to happen. Here, I'll put one out there for you. Here, this is your favorite. You loved it last week.
Then I saw another sign in heaven, great and amazing, seven angels with seven plagues, which are the last, for with them the wrath of God is finished. And I saw what appeared to be a sea of glass mingled with fire, and also those who had conquered the beast and its image and the number of its name, standing beside the sea of glass with harps of God in their hands. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and amazing are your deeds, O Lord God the Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the nations. Who will not fear, O Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy. All nations will come and worship you, for your righteous acts have been revealed. After this I looked, and the sanctuary of the tent of witness in heaven was opened. And out of the sanctuary came the seven angels with the seven plagues, clothed in pure, bright linen, with golden sashes around their chests. And one of the four living creatures gave to the seven angels seven golden bowls full of the wrath of God who lives forever and ever. And the sanctuary was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power. And no one could enter the sanctuary until the seven plagues of the seven angels were finished.
Wow. Now, you know what's so amazing about that, Revelation 15? Is that I hear all the time on broadcast, clear the smoke that's in that room. Clear the smoke that's in that room. And you as I well know that my house is a sanctuary. You come here for angel retreat all the time, and you can't help but feel sanctified in this house. It's so clean and pure and wholesome. It just feels good. It puts you right down. And it's amazing. Amazing. I always think I had a wrath, and he just sticks it there. For this world to start anew. You know what, Michael, I want to say is that the feeling that I have with the world today is that we are just now coming into a new balance and a new beginning. And on the other side of Charlotte, North Carolina, right now, or South Carolina, is the addressing the nations at 8 o'clock. And so I'm looking at this as a very high opportunity to honor the spirit of God, honor the spirit of the Almighty and the cosmos and all creations, great and small, and spiritually put that message out there. It's no pussyfooting around. You got to do it like it's done and like it's supposed to be done so that we can have a balance with the material world that the government tries to control and is trying to do with their best at. I'm sure things are going to work out if we balance even together and the humans stay in the center and keep themselves clean, because my side street's clean. You know, I'm not going to be slandered against anymore out there, because, I mean, this TNT news board, it got good. It got good yesterday. And for 3 days, I've been just slammed against the wall, being told I did things that I didn't and this, that, and what have you. I just smiled, kept a smile on my face. Didn't holler nothing. And I was impressed that I didn't do any hollering. But I'm not going to hold anybody's crap anymore. Period.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, I don't get
it. I was TNT news trader. And it got good because it was just a debate, you know. And thank God, I called some very nasty names, and all I did was say, "Wash your mouth out." So, does your mother know you talk like that? You know, I didn't get into it. And, you know, it was pretty nasty. It was some foul, skank stuff. And I sent them love. I sent them love and forgiveness and balance. And then we got into a conversation about why we called people certain names and acted like that, because this person didn't know any better, because their parents did it, and their parents did it, and that's all they knew. And I was, offended because of the names being slammed against the black people and the cultures of all colors, red, black, and blue, and purple, and green, and orange, and all the colors of the world. And I gave my testimony of why it hurt me, because I was in the fifth grade from one school that I grew up with, everybody from till 9 years old, and then one summer next year, I was in sixth grade at a new school and didn't even know I was being moved. And I felt outcast because I was going to be in trouble in that other school, and I was loving my friends. And then all of a sudden, I'm in a school that I only know two people. I knew the Gatos, then in the Polo Club, right down here at the Tom Short Road, Michael, that you went down, and also David Weekly. And John Weekly and Stephen Danny Weekly, which their father was a preacher, but he ended up on drugs and going the opposite road, sliding down, not reading his Bible, not studying, and he ended up almost dead, but he opened up a Christian rehab. He did end up dying of an overdose, however, because he didn't stay on the rebound. He stayed on the rebounded. But what I want to say to all those, I used to drink. I'm not going to cheat you. I used to drink after that brutal beating and rape. I held my nose and I sucked it down because I didn't want to feel. And one day, after about 9 months of it, I just threw it down. I said, "Here, God, take it. It's yours." And bam, I didn't ever have one. I would rather eat a million dozen rotten eggs than to ever drink again in my life. It makes me regurgitate and smell it because I gave it to God. It's just like the miracles. He healed my leg, you know, that was going to be cut off the next day. And they woke up after I said, "God, I'll work for you if you do for me." And then it's just like the cancer being healed. It's just like the wreck we almost had, Michael, and the angels. You know, the angels just came around us, and we almost kissed that wall goodbye. You know, I just knew to pray because I hear the Holy Spirit, and I hear what He says in my heart. He is my knowing. He is the knowing. I'm not the knowing. God Almighty, my Holy Spirit, is the knowing. And I have a personal relationship with Him. I am married to the Lord, and I can have a marriage here on earth because we got married last week outside and named a star and did our little thing. So you're my husband here on this earth, but God is my heavenly Father. He is my husband, and I have a personal relationship with Him. No one else has a relationship with Him like me, but each person has a secretive individual relationship with their Lord if they choose so, because all you have to do is surrender. And tell them that you just say His name, Jesus, and that He knows your heart. And that's all there is to Him.
That's right. Everybody's got their own personal relationship with the Creator.
Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, you glow when you talk about the Holy Spirit. When you glow all over your body, your eyes turn this blue that is like the depths that could fall into them. They're just, it's amazing. And your energy just fills this house with such delight and peace.
Well, I like to channel spirit and let it come through. It's always the whole.
It's not the channel for me. He lives in me. He is me. I died and let him have me. I don't, you know, I left my will outside. Because if I channel him, then that is just taking him whenever I feel like it and then putting him out there again. You know, this is a good conversation, Michael. I didn't know you felt all these ways. But it's okay. I mean, it's okay. I love you no matter what. It's just I didn't realize we were so different in the balance here.
What do you mean?
Like throw the Bible away, get on yourself and help your neighbor, which is right. That's the beatitude. But the thing is that channeling the Holy Spirit, how do you channel the Holy Spirit? If you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, He is in you at all times, no matter what.
Yeah.
If I channel Him, I'm tapping Him.
Well, you have to keep your mind and eyes and ears and heart and your energy system tuned with His will. That's what's channeling it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Okay.
That's what's wrong with the thumpers.
What's a thumper again? I forgot. Like the rabbit thumper?
Whenever it suits their interests.
Okay, well, you said you've read the Bible several times, and that you said you also read all other kinds of things looking for yourself, and you found Christ Jesus through the sleeping prophet, and that you knew that was your way after that because you were so lost.
My third eye was opened by the Christ 30 years ago.
The Christ? Well, let me just say Jesus Christ is my Christ. But the archives last week and here back, I mean, they helped me learn a lot about, you were a powerful teacher. You still are. You know, about the way you said that the sleeping prophet brought you to understanding the ways and means. And you brought me to Psalms 23:6 last week. You gave that to me. You said that surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of the earth.
Well, we get into a problem where I had glimpses of heaven, and Buddha was there, Gandhi was there, there was rabbis, Islam, there was how do we explain this?
Well, because they are great people too. Anybody can choose whoever they want. I choose. And I'm a witness for who I choose because I am a walking testimony of how He has been in my life. I mean, Michael, come on. He almost died a couple of weeks ago when the angel whispered to me. What happened to that?
What was that?
Where we were coming from the airport. And my wheels slung into the cement.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it saved our life. And you were all about how the Holy Spirit was everywhere, you know, and how He dwelled in you. And now it sounds like you're, I don't know, are you mad at me?
No, I'm trying to explain what belief and faith is.
I just get me signals from the other broadcast, and I don't want to. I want to understand, so teach me.
Well, no, a lot of people feel that all they got to say is Jesus Christ is my Savior and I dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And then they forget all that and they go about their regular day. That's not having God in your life. God in your life is when you wake up in the morning and you say, Lord, Your will be done through me today. As it will be in heaven. Show me Your will. And then you're always focused on what the Lord's will is. That's called channeling the Holy Spirit, allowing Him to flow through you and direct you, speak to you. So I think it's a terminology thing.
You know what? That's really good that you said that because I know that if I give up every person, place, and thing that is not of His will for me, if I'm to do His work, and have Him bring in all people, places, and things that are of His will for me, then if I do that, and then I keep my enemies very close, my friends close, but my enemies closer, and get to know every inside, outside, upside down, ways and means of the demonic ways and all the secrets, then I know how to expose them better.
Right. And I'd like to throw in that idol worship
goes beyond
candles and statues and things like this. It could be food, it could be money, it could be sex, it could be politics, it could be exercise, it could be obsessive compulsive spiritual disciplines. There's many, many idols. Whenever we're feeding our physical desires, we need to check to see if it's an obsession or an addiction, right down to gossiping, because that could be an idol. There's one thing Satan will not do, and that's scare you. Everybody is expecting Satan to come out with a pitchfork and stab him. Well, he doesn't do it that way. Satan loves you to death. He loves you to death. He's that eight ball of cocaine. He's that needle of heroin. He's a hot next door neighbor that won't leave you alone. He's a crooked lawyer. He is a crooked policeman. He's a crooked politician. He's a bigger meal than you know you should be eating. He is a drink. He's a beer. Satan will never, ever, ever scare you. He loves you to death.
You know, what you just said that just hit home with me is all those things he does makes it look all good and great. He's like, yeah, yeah, come on. Ooh, I got it. Because he's disguised as a beautiful light. He's beautiful light. It looks great. It feels, you know, ooh, come on. Temptation. And then he's got you in the snare. And yeah, the only way to get out of that snare is just like when I threw down that drink that I drank for 9 months. I did not know until my kids took a picture of me and told me, but they had been putting water in the wine box. But I mean, sometimes when you're devastated, let me have taken all that on for you guys that are hearing this right now, that it is not the answer to go to drugs or alcohol or anything outside. Learn to meditate. Just by saying, I learned to meditate by saying light, light, Jesus is the light, Jesus, just one word. And then when a thought would come into my head, I'd say, I hear you thought, I see you thought, and I acknowledge you, because that's all the thought subconscious ego thing wants is to be acknowledged and figure things out the way that the brain wants to figure it out or the mind. And I would say, I acknowledge you thought, I will write about you in 5 minutes. Or I will talk to you in 5 minutes about the situation that you keep bringing up. And then I go back to light, Jesus is the light. And if I needed to, I would stare into a candle, or I'd stare into, you know, the light on, you know, through the ceiling, or I would stare outside at a tree. But find a focal point and just stare at it and pull it in. Then finally, I can go, Michael, you know how quick I meditate. Man, I'm out there, and I come back with some amazing stories that, because meditation is listening. Prayer is talking.
Absolutely. Prayer is talking to God and Spirit. Meditation is listening to God or Spirit. And I'll tell you now, if I was a Oriental and I was born in Japan, I would probably be a devout Buddhist. If I was born in India or Pakistan or Iran, I would probably be a devout Islamic.
I
will be doing God's work.
I practice a lot of them, and many and most. That I do not study, they just come to me, and I honor them for coming to me and teaching me. They're my teachers. God is my salvation. Jesus Christ died for me. He held on to show the world that he was determined, that he was set down here as a representative for this world, because before there was no rest, you know, coming up out of the dead. There was nothing. That you were dead, you were dead, you were dead. Jesus Christ comes. He dies on the cross. He takes all the slander and ridicule, and he goes up there. He bleeds. Yeah, it was pretty bad stuff. But then, in the third day, he rose, and then he said, do not touch me. He says, I am here with the Comforter. I gave you a gift as the Comforter. For those who come through me will know the Father, the Creator. And that is all it says. If I say, John 3:16, for God so loved this world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him, just believe in him, that he is not just somebody that's wanting all this attention. Oh, my God. If he wanted all this attention, you think he would have walked into that place knowing that his disciple was going to deceive him and turn him over? No. He knew. He dedicated himself, and he knew what was going to happen. And he said, the stone outside the garden, he said, oh, dear God, how have you forsaken me? I have worked for you all the time. And he knew he was going to be crucified for what he believed, and how he believed that he was the Son of God. I'm a daughter of God. I am a daughter. He is my brother, but he is my Father, because he is the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. He is my Trinity. He is my pyramid. He is my third eye.
And that's a good thing.
Michael, I'm just using my voice, not at you. I love you, baby.
No, well, I admire your passion. It's good. Everybody should be that passionate. One thing I'd like to get out there, because a lot of people don't realize this, but Jesus' last name wasn't Christ. He's not called Jesus Christ. He's called Jesus of the Christ. And the Christ is the Christos. It was a spiritual group made up of avatars, of advanced spiritual beings. So
that's what
the Christ. I'm just telling you what I come back with out of my astral travel. So I wanted to know what the Christ was, and nobody could tell me. Everybody had their own story, which didn't make no sense. I eventually found my own way, and the Christos is a group of souls that are advanced beyond advanced, and Jesus was their leader, and Jesus volunteered to come back and help us find our way back to the Christ, which is the light and love of the universe.
Okay, I just sweep a piece because that confused me. Christ is an angelical version of the Greek term, I can't pronounce it, meaning the anointed one. It is a translation in Hebrew, usually translated into English as Messiah and Mashiach. In popular modern usage, even with cellular circles, the term, like you were talking about, the cellular circles, avatar, the term usually referred explicitly to Jesus of Nazareth. And then when he was died, he was the Christ. By being the Christians that followed him, the second coming of Christ is when they believe that they fulfilled most of it. We are at the end of times. We are in Revelations. We are in Revelations. Deception is everywhere. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
The road is narrow. There are seeds that plant in people's heads and plant in people's minds when they get into their head and sit in a think tank instead of thinking with their heart, and then get all, you know, huffied up and puffed up when they said something about somebody or something or another, you know, just like my mom did the other day. I mean, you know, that just was really hard on me. But my mom, I've got to realize she's 78 years old. I know that I have got to walk it, talk it, speak it, feel it, do it, live it, breathe it. I am not walking the path. I have become the path, and I will not falter. And God puts us together with evenly yoked. And when you're evenly yoked, you are balanced. And you don't have to take all this wishy-washy, pity-party, sappy depression out on somebody for 2 days and then turn around and have them lash out. But I learned my lesson from my mom. I don't have to do that anymore. I don't have to, because we had a long talk today. And I'm sorry, Mom, and I want to make a public announcement that.
Yeah. You shouldn't take on anybody's energy.
Well, sometimes you can't get them to stomp and they keep on. My mother likes to harbor. But that she had a good point and reason to. You know, she's been trying to warn me for a long time, and I didn't pay attention. And, you know, I needed to take better care of my body, and she just harped on it and harped on it. You know, and then it happened. My health went down. And, Michael, you had to take care of me for 22 days with the love and concern and kindness that you have in you. And I really appreciate it, that the love that you show me as your wife, and the feeling that you give to me when you were here, because you're a different person here than you are on that internet. And I kid you not. I kid you not. And I want to say I love both of you, because you're stern, hard, and disciplined in New York. You got that New York attitude on, and you tell it like it is, like you've been doing all night. But when you're here, you're so gentle and passive, and you wait on me just because you love me. Not because you're a nurse's aide or because, you know, you get paid for it, but because you love me.
Yeah. Well, and it's second nature, really. I mean, you got a friend that's in pain or suffering. Yeah. It's the natural thing to do, you know.
I'm not your friend, Michael. I'm your wife.
Well, a lot of people don't understand that. You know, I know. New listeners.
But the thing that's hard, active listening audience, is Michael and I separate is very difficult, because we love each other so much. It's hard. It's hard. And when he goes back, we get tizzy. And I'm in a tizzy right now because I am a very devout Christian. I will not falter. I love the stars, the universe, but I want to meet my family in heaven. And we all dedicated to go to heaven and to believe in Jesus Christ with all our heart, mind, spirit, and soul, so that we could get a direct link into that door, those gates. And I'm going to tell you what, you can go to whatever star you want to, you're going to keep coming back to. You get Jesus, God makes a heavenly, as you told me the other day, Michael, he makes a beautiful mansion for each person, because what we're wearing right now is just a tent of clothes for our body, but what's inside of us goes on and on and on. And another thing that I've learned is that Daddy, my father, his wisdom, his spirit lives on in this house and everywhere. And he wants to tell you something right now, Michael, in my heart. Remember all that you promised outside when we crossed that threshold. And remember all that we brought back inside. And remember all that we said to each other when you left. And remember your shoes that you told me that you left here for your path to come back home. And I want to come to your home before you come back here, because I'd love to see where you live. On the alternate times. You've been here 6 times, but you know, I've been a butt. I've been a hardcore butt. For 2 days I was a hardcore butt. But I had a lot on me. I had, you know, MRIs that I gotta take for 2 hours. A painful hip that I couldn't even, Michael, could I walk?
No, you were suffering.
And you, I mean, it was amazing how you comforted me and took the tears right away from me and made me feel at ease. Because I was fighting that pain. It was hurting so bad. I couldn't even walk. But the ball socket in my hip is like a ping pong ball. It's got little dents all in it because it's collapsing, because there's no blood supply to the bone. And once in a while, you get on a smooth ping pong part. But most of the time, it's in a dent and it's collapsed and crushed. And it's the most excruciating thing to walk around on a broken bone and a crushed socket. It's beyond comprehension in words and understanding. All you can do is lay there and groan. It's amazing. And Michael, you were such a dear, loving soul. And it made me embarrassed at first, because I've never had anybody care for me. And I'm learning to trust. And I finally trust you with all my heart, because I know you have my best interest at heart at all times. Because you have always loved me so much, and we've loved each other, been teachers as well as you know, lovers and caring for each other. And I have the highest up to respect for you. You're the most amazing, gifted, intuitive consultant out there. You tell it like it is. You've got compassion with your clients. You've got, when you were here, you had 2 notebook papers full with people, and the love and care that your clients have for you, because you tell it like it is, because you had that love of Jesus in your heart, as well as learning from all the prophets that walked this earth. And I really am honored to be part of your life and part of who you are and a part of us teaching one another, because I feel that we can have some great conversations just like we're doing now. I mean, it's like amazing what opens up, you know, and I really appreciate that. You might want to give out your information, how the people can get in touch with you, because you do this for a living.
I do. And I can be contacted at 518-249-3995 or email me, Michael_Goger, G-O-G-G-E-R, number1@yahoo.com. And I will reply. And I'm just me. Everybody says, is that it? I say, yeah, that's it. I'm just me. I'm a gummy bear. Just call me. Now, also, Google me. So, if you need more information. But I very rarely bond and teach like this. I like to teach here with you.
You are fantastic. And I want to just explain to the listening audience what Bridging Wisdom is. We are on one side, and the heavens are on the other side, the cosmos and the other side. And that wisdom comes down that bridge and bridges towards me and Michael and everybody that listens in and learns and feels from it, and we learn from you guys, and it bridges back out there to the other side. And that, to me, is the bridge, and it's narrow to heaven. And I hope to God I continue to walk this straight and narrow, because when I died in that lightning rape, the guy choked me to death three times. And three different times from where I was in my fear or whatever, I went three different places. And then I had beta strep, I died. They brought me back to life. I went to another place. And then about eight years ago, my heart stopped. I had, you know, tachycardia 220 beats a minute, stopped again, went to another place. It depends on where I'm walking in my life at that precise moment is where I'm going in the past. And I know that I have got to keep my side of the street clean. I have to stand firm in my truth. I have to say that the Lord thy God is my Savior, and I will not falter. And anybody and everybody that want to get on another ship, go right ahead. But we won't be together. And I wish we were. But I would love you from a distance, because I'll wave at you.
We'll say how do.
How do.
What about the Native American fellers?
I like to listen to this. I was listening to the archive last week, and it goes, I was tore up. You said you were tore up when we got split up and you had to get on that airplane. You were tore up. I thought that was cute. Yeah, you were tore up.
I was tore up from the flow up.
Yeah.
You know, we need a check up from the neck up.
We all sometimes. We need to get out of our head. And we need to feel our and continue to feel our hearts and not let other people influence us. The Jezebel lady. Now, what is that Jezebel getting shown right now? I've been reading about Jezebel. That old Jezebel, old cunning guy, get you in my bed. I'll make you feel good. And I can talk to you with the fuckers. Her name is Jezebel, and she's being shown. That's what's going on in Revelations right now. Jezebel seducing all the ones. She is being called on her feet. She acts like she's an angel, or she'll act like she's a little high priestess, or she can act like anything a person wants. And there's many Jezebels out there, and they want the power of like a little Herod with people, and they want to collect them. And I am retelling them, it's pretty cool. It's amazing cool. And with that, I'm going to close with one thing. I'm going to close with the devotion for the day. I'm going to start doing that. People that want to listen up and tune in. Today is Tuesday, 24th of January. Let's see what it has to say. It says, Michael, I like your idea when you're going to pull a scripture that the Lord leads you to and give it to your clients. Okay, it says, worship and wonder. They were filled with wonder and amazement at what had just happened to him. Acts 3:10. Worship and wonder, which are so closely connected. Are we about coming to the end of our measurement in the presence of Almighty God? As the Apostle John discovered, the sense of wonder comes naturally and leaves us changed. How could we respond any other way? But without the capacity of awe, we stand at the edge of ourselves and we gaze beyond. We will never come into his presence. Do you ever wonder how long it's been since you began as a child again, grasping with wide eyes, how it would be to change your life if you could live like that every day, how would it change the people around you? I hope you're ready, already sensing it, and your heart in its every desire. This is what has been lacking in your life and many lives. As we wander through the emptiness that we could have been wandering through the fulfillment of the love of God, your heart's desire, even if you weren't come to realize that it is in its everyday moment, it's a wonder in its moment of worship. That's pretty nice. Mama gave me that for my birthday.
Wow.
And the next one's prepared for a test. Woo! We're getting ready to have a test.
And, you know, I'd like to throw in a little prayer.
Okay, wait a minute. I got to read this little paragraph. The test God allows to mature us can become temptations from Satan that malign us. We must be prepared for tests, realize that they can come in temptations, and then overcome them in the strength of our relationship with God. Thank you. That sanctuary finds moments of refuge in his presence of God, David Jeremiah.
Wow.
I'd love for you to pray, darling. I'd love it.
Well, I would like to pray that the Holy Spirit and the love of God embraces President Obama tonight during his State of the Union address, and that everybody get behind him and empower him and love him, because he's in a very difficult spot. And I'd also like to thank the Lord for promising that the first on earth shall be last in heaven, and that all the wealthy and rich and greedy get to experience a month or two as a single mom on welfare and disability and food stamps, or an elderly person that's all alone, so they can understand how important it is to share. Thank you, dear Jesus.
Lord Jesus, I just come to you and ask the same of President Obama, being surrounded with the highest light of angels, of the highest God's good, and all the saints and all that are good for him, and all the negative that has been thrown about this earth, that just be transmuted into the fire of Saint Germain, be purified into the positive. I ask that everyone listen with heart, and that they come to their own understanding, and that they understand that their way is their way and their truth is their truth, and only they answer for themselves. No one sees inside themselves. This hurts, these wants, these cares. What they see is but a house, is what our spirit wears. I am thankful for Michael being part of Bridging Wisdom. I'm thankful for BDS Radio to give us the opportunity to have this hour. And I'm grateful for Judith Conrad that's in front of me at the hour that she is, and she's on 3 days a week. And I want to thank with all my heart my main teachers that teach me about what's going on in this world, which is the Rainbow Roundtable and all that. They are amazing, and I say nasami to them, and amen, amen, and nasami.
Amen.
Amen.
Very good.
Whew. Well, we've got about a minute left. It was like an energy ball, baby.
Go ahead.
I would like to put in the energy ball. Sure. From this moment on, brand fire new life into each person, and keep what you want and throw away the rest, and maybe look at the other stuff later. But keep centered and remember, it's not a group thing. The group does not go with us. We go individual, and then we become one once we're on that other side, because we are evenly yoked in the same need. But we don't have to listen to somebody say, I'm going to jump off this cliff. You want to jump off with me? Make everybody be an individual. And I pray that everybody in this energy ball has judgment of no other but Satan and deception. And they use discernment. And I pray also health and food, our healthy food and our healthy water. And listen to Dr. Horowitz He is the Inside Hour, and he has an amazing message about 528 love frequency that it just blows my mind. Mm-hmm. I want to put everybody that works for BBS Radio in that energy ball, and all of the world and government and all that the universe has, I put in that energy ball to be shooken up and all the negatives raised to Saint Germain and what you put in here. And water and cleansing and understanding that water is relation. Because that's how we learn to get to each other and back. And we have to have the water also to cleanse ourselves. We want to put in a lot of clean water and food. Mm-hmm. And the helpless and homeless.
Absolutely. And thank you for leading us into the days where gold no longer will dictate. It'll be the love that we're sharing with each other. And dwell on peace.
Well, I love you, baby.
Me too. God bless everybody.
Love everybody in the universe.
Keep on rocking.
Love your heart. Let's rock on. Rocky!
Rock and roll.
Jesse, I love you. I love you. Bye-bye, everybody. We're off the air. Bye-bye.